Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 252, the stanzas 1-4. Jehovah sits enthroned in majesty most bright, appareled in omnipotence and girded round with might. And what follows, Psalter 252, the four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 7, the verses 13 through 29. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 7, beginning with the 13th verse. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. And not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Hank Van Harten, who has been admitted to the hospital, and Mr. and Mrs. Dennis Linnell Van Bannon, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and of the earth, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, when thou wast granted on the morning hour of another Lord's day, that we may approach unto thee to appear before thy divine majesty, and may it please thee to grant a profound impression unto whom we speak, where thou art high and lifted up, majestic and glorious, just and good doing, and that we are sinful creatures of the dust. Oh, then it behooves us, wilt thou grant it by the work of thy Spirit, that we may be given to confess all our manifold transgressions, but also a heart to thank thee for the many blessings which thou so richly and liberally hast showered upon us and our children in the week gone by. Then surely, then thy patient long-suffering has been great over us, Then thou wast not dealt according to our many sins. Because if thou had done so, we would no longer have a place in thy house and under the means of grace. But we may still be in the precious land of the living, and where the world may still stand, because thou art still gathering a church. Then also in the past week thou wast made a difference where there is no difference, where in our neighboring province, where thou wast shown a little of thy power and of thy might, where thou wast opened thy heavens, and there was no man who could stay thy hand or say unto thee, what doest thou? Where there was death, where there was destruction, then we commend all that people unto thee. Wilt thou spare from rebellion? But may there yet be a bowing in the dust. Ah, may thou use it, that thy kingdom may come, and that thy name may be glorified. Wilt thou grant courage to that people to continue, and, ah, Lord, then surely thou wast something to say also to our nation, where under thy judgments were the inhabitants, oh, most of them, may we be given to examine our own hearts, that they refuse to bow, to repent, and turn unto thee, the living God. Then also when thou speakest so loudly, then there is so little mention made of thy great name. Ah, Lord, then we have many matters to fear, because when there is no repentance, then thou shalt send greater judgments also upon this nation, and also upon thy church. It is written in thy word that the time has come, that the judgments must begin at the house of God. O Lord, leave us not over to ourselves, the foolishness of our hearts and the hardening of our hearts. That is the greatest judgment that can come upon a person, upon a family, upon a church, and upon a nation. But may there be a bowing under the authority of thy holy word, and an asking for thy will and thy ways. Oh, for an understanding that may hear thee speak, above all a heart to perceive. Lord, in these solemn times, may it please thee to do a great work in the midst of us and our children. And may it please thee by thy free and sovereign grace to do it in this morning hour, that thou may bless thy holy word to that end, that sinners may be pricked in their hearts, that they may be converted by thee unto thee, that they may be given to be joined to those seekers. And, ah, Lord, thou wast promised in thy word, that those seekers shall become finders. They have many questions and many riddles, but wilt thou grant it in this very day, by the application of thy word, by thy spirit. We need to be placed upon that rock. There is no other way. There is no other foundation. There is only one name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved. Wilt thou remember thy people? Wilt thou grant us further leadings? Wilt thou grant that close, that tender, and that dependent life, trusting in thee for everything? Lord, wilt thou remember thy church, all thy truly called servants, wilt thou remember those that are old, those that are weak, those that are afflicted. Remember elders and deacons. Wilt thou remember the students in this day. Wilt thou remember all the afflicted ones amongst us. Remember the father who was admitted to the hospital after a few weeks in our care home with grave concerns, O Lord. Then we may humbly ask thee that thou may remember him a little improvement in the day of yesterday. But the concerns are manifold and they are serious. And may he be given to cry unto thee. Oh, above all things, do save his never-dying soul. Wilt thou remember his dear wife and the family circle. Wilt thou remember all that are under the physician's care. Remember all the sick relatives, the different circumstances. They are known unto thee. May the callings be sanctified. Wilt thou remember the handicapped ones amongst us, with all those that may lovely care for them. Remember all the mourning ones. Remember our elderly ones in the evening of their life, where eternity is at hand. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread. And Lord, we live in a time where the difficulties are only increasing, where it comes more and more to the test. Wilt thou remember us all, especially our young people. May they be given to lay it all before thee and simply trust in thee. It has pleased thee in this past week to bless a father and mother for the third time in their married life, to bless them with the birth of a little one. Lord, grant a humble and a broken heart. Wilt thou strengthen the mother. And may he be a little son born to be born again, a little one for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou remember their little family circle. Then we commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou graciously remember and watch over them, and that in due time, that thou may gladden with thy deeds. Lord, now in this morning hour, thou knowest how dependent we are upon thee for all matters. May we feel that dependency more. May we be given to bear one another's burdens. May our eyes be more upon thee. And may it please thee then in this morning to open the heavens, to open thy word, to open our mouth, to open our understanding, and to open our hearts. Where in our deep fallen Adam through our covenant head, then we have closed it all up. But now it is the work of thy Spirit, of virtue, the meritorial work of thy dear Son, that it may be opened, ah, Lord. May it then please thee to do it in this morning hour. Wilt thou then go from bench to bench, and from chair to chair, from dwelling to dwelling. We may acknowledge thee. While in other parts of the world that the sickness is increasing, that in our province the numbers may be declining, and may it be a burden, our sin and guilt, that everyone is not in the sanctuary, may that need also be laid before thee. Well, thou take away everything that could be a hindrance, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 76, the stanzas 1-4. And now unto Jehovah, ye sons of the mighty, all glory and strength and dominion accord. Ascribe to him glory and render him honor and beauty of holiness. Worship the Lord and what follows. The extra collection today is for Bethesda, Psalter 76, the 4 stanzas. Beloved congregation, then in this past week, then by renewal, the Lord has spoken to our nation. Where in our neighboring province, British Columbia, it has pleased the Lord to open the heavens, and that there has been much destruction, much flooding, there has also been death. Then surely the Lord has something to say. But alas, alas, we live in a time that our nation has departed so far from the Lord and from His Word, that there is so little acknowledgement that the Lord is speaking indeed, that He is punishing the inhabitants of the earth for their sins and their refusing to repentance. Then in the past week, then by many there has been spoken of climate change, but how little there was made mention of the living God, the Creator of the heavens and of the earth, and who upholds everything in His providence, who also reigneth over the clouds, and when He commandeth the clouds that it shall rain, then there is no one and nothing upon this earth that can hinder the same. Then we see in the time that we live that the Lord is speaking in very special and solemn times. And when the Lord in His speaking, when it is not taken too hard by a people, then it is the general way that the Lord holds, because the Lord is just. Oh, it is true. The Lord is so long-suffering. He is so patient with the children of men, but that long-suffering comes to an end, and then in His justice, then He pours out His judgments. But congregation, then we do well. How is it with us and our children? Where the Lord in the past few years, that He has spoken in such solemn ways. Ah, when we were boys and girls, and our boys and girls, when they read the history of the children of Judah, and also when it is read by the older ones, when it is recorded that the Lord in His faithfulness, that He has sent His prophets rising early in the morning till late in the evening, that they have wept, that they have begged, that they have warned, that they have proclaimed that if there was no turning, that the Lord would come with His heavy judgments, and at the end they would be carried away into Babylon. Then how many of us, oh, undoubtedly all, may be at times even become a little upset. Why did that people now not simply listen to the prophets? They have not asked such difficult things to do. Oh, of course, difficult for our evil flesh. But why did that people now not simply listen and turn back to the Word of God? Why did they not repent? How come they were so foolish that they have continued in their sinful way until there came a time that Nebuchadnezzar has come? Then the prayers no longer availed, but the Lord just went through with His judgments, congregation, young and old. How is it now with us? Under the speaking of the Lord, do we now resemble that people of Judah? How is it with our heart? Is it only becoming harder, harder under all the callings of the Lord. Oh, when we are given to see that there are still those that come so immodestly dressed up to God's house, when we appear in His presence in a special way, Psalm 26, the place where His honor dwelleth, may we not fear that there is also a great hardening of the heart. But now in this day, the Lord still grants, and we have only mentioned one thing that are visible. Much is hidden for mankind. It is all an open book before the Lord. Our families, have they come closer to God's holy word? Oh, we are still glad that there are families that have great respect for His word. But young and old, the Lord is speaking. The Lord has spoken in this week, and the Lord has many more arrows upon His bow. When the Lord shall come with greater judgments, when that half hour of silence of Revelation 8 verse 1 is past, and the trumpet shall be blown in succession, who shall live when the Lord doeth these things? And to that end, may we be given to turn unto the Lord, to cry mightily unto Him, that His solemn speaking may be used by His Holy Spirit. Because in British Columbia, they have experienced there were roads that were good when the weather was favorable, roads that have lasted when smaller storms have come. But now when this storm, they were washed away. They have experienced dwellings that have stood for many years. But when the torrents have poured down, that it was not sufficient. And now we also need that one thing. We shall all come through the time. But in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then we hope to speak of a spiritual house. You can find our text words in Matthew 7, the verses 24 through 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Our text words speak of the parable of the wise and foolish builder. Three thoughts. First, the wise men building upon a rock. Secondly, the foolish man building upon the sand. And thirdly, the testing of both houses by a great storm. The parable of the wise and the foolish builder. The wise man building upon a rock, the foolish man building upon the sand, and the testing of both houses by a great storm. Thus first, the wise man building upon a rock. Our text words, they are the conclusion of the Sermon upon the Mount. The verses we have read together, they are the application. Jesus has begun with precious things. The Beatitudes in Matthew 5. Oh, a blessed people. And the marks of that blessed people. And the Lord has a people that cannot deny. Oh, it is true they have to lament, was it only in a greater measure. But they are not all strange things to him. But now in the closing verses in this chapter, then it is the application. And then we have heard it, that in this chapter, there is spoken of two ways. The broad way and the narrow way. Spoken of two prophets, spoken of false prophets. Then in the third place, two kinds of trees. A good tree that bringeth forth good fruit, and an evil tree that bringeth forth evil fruit. By their works ye shall know them. And now in our text words there is spoken of two different houses. And then in this morning those two different houses, they have much to say unto us and our children in the context after Jesus was speaking of the fruits of those trees. Then it refers especially to sanctification, but sanctification never separated from justification. They must be distinguished. They are both blessings which Christ has merited for his people, which are given by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. And now in our parable, when Jesus was given to use very simple examples, our boys and girls, they can understand it in this morning, that there were two builders that were building a house. Thus we must not understand of that foolish builder that he was a very worldly man, that he was not concerned about a soul. No, both builders had an impression that they needed a house. Both builders had an impression that they needed the Lord. Both builders had an impression that things would not remain as they were, that the storms would come, that they needed a roof over their head. Thus, congregation, when we consider these two builders, then we must not consider that foolish builder one in the world that never came to church. No, in this morning, then both builders are in church, then perhaps they are sitting on the same bench. But there was a great difference between those builders, because we read, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, thus the difference with these builders, they have both heard the word of God, they were both under the means of grace, both perhaps at times that they had an impression of the reality, the solemnity, and the seriousness of life. But the difference was that the one has heard the word, and he had also done, he has also obeyed the word. But the foolish one, he has heard the word, and he did it not. Oh, that doing the word, that refers to the work of faith by the work of the Holy Spirit in the way of repentance and believing. And now we read of that wise man, therefore whosoever, thus that word whosoever, that is a word already of examination. Then we must examine our hearts because we have two kinds of people, not three or four. It is true a blessing when we may be under the Word of God, but our text speaks of doers of the Word of God. And then we read, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man. How can Jesus now speak of a wise man? Because in our deep fallen Adam, we have all become fools. Psalm 14, the first three verses, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. At least the fool lives as if there is no God. The fool lives as if he has no soul. A fool lives as if he shall remain here forever. The fool lives as if there is no eternity. But now Jesus may be given to speak of a wise man. And how is that? That was by the work of the Holy Spirit that he has truly become wise, that it has become true in his life. Oh, this wise man, he had an impression that he needed a roof over his head, that he needed a house, but not only a house that could withstand the greatest storms. Oh, there is a people upon the earth that need a house according to the Word of God. Oh, the wise builder is given to examine his house many times, given to beg if it is still all wrong, that the Lord may make it right, that the Lord may work with his Spirit. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. We also find this parable in the Gospel of Luke, the verses 46 through 49. And then in Luke 6, then we even read that this man has dug deep. Thus this man has exerted much effort. He has dug for days, boys and girls. You can picture that man with a shovel, with a spade, that he is digging in the earth. Oh, he has dug deep. He has dug so deep, undoubtedly, that when the people have come past, that you could not see that man anymore. Ah, those true diggers, they are given to dig deep into the Word of God. Oh, you find him at the throne of grace. You find him in the house of God, begging the Lord for that one thing needful. Ah, that man that is dug deep, what a prayers must have been sent up. Oh, in that digging, that has taken much effort, that has taken strength. Oh, then we could hear that digger at times, because undoubtedly it cannot be different, that wise man, that he had difficulties when he was digging. Oh, it is possible when we dig a hole that it all caves in. Maybe there is such a digger in my midst, that in the past week it seemed that it was all wrong, all caved in, nothing left of everything that has taken place. But we read of this man that he has continued to dig. Oh, what was he digging for? Oh, he needed a foundation, a rock. There are places in this world, if we think in the Netherlands, then there is more of the building underneath. Have to drive those piles very deep to come on a solid rock. Thus, this wise man had an impression that he needed a good foundation, an unmovable foundation, a foundation that would support his house even in the greatest storm. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Thus much effort for that wise man, it is possible, during his digging, that he has come upon a rock, different rocks. Then he was filled with much joy, hoping that it would be a rock that could support his house. But then as we are digging, then it is possible when we uncover those rocks, then we are glad, then we are given to rejoice. But that we find that those rocks are not big enough to support our house. Oh, we could broaden it out. We have heard lately of those daughters of Jerusalem, of all their beloveds. And then they are so glad and so happy. But those daughters, that wise man, because we do not read upon rocks, but we read that that man, that he was digging and digging, how we must have prayed whether indeed he would come upon a rock. Oh, undoubtedly, there were times that he was very discouraged, that with all his digging, oh, that foolish builder, to make it simple for our boys and girls, and to speak in the language of our day, that maybe he looked at that other builder, that foolish builder, and he already was shingling his roof, and the digger was still digging. Oh, he felt, he was assured that he needed a solid, a good foundation for his house to stand. If the foundation was not good, that is so important for a building. We may say it so, if we skimp a little on the ridge cap, that is one thing, but never on the foundation. Oh, there is a people. Oh, even with that digging, there is much gladness, much rejoicing, because it is the work of the Lord. Oh, there are times that they may be given to sing the praises of the Lord when they are in the depths. But there are also those times, then we hear one, Psalm 42, verse 5. Oh, my soul, why art thou cast down and so disquieted within me? But then also there may be times, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Thus that wise man was digging. That is not strange when the Lord works. And alas, we live in a day that there can be so much resting upon the rocks that they have found. But we read in our text that he needed a rock, that he needed the rock. Those are necessary and blessed exercises, because they read in John 17, verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And now we read, well, liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. What that must have been. Oh, maybe a few souls in my midst in this morning. That is not what I need. Oh, perhaps you have dug already so long, and in that digging, the Lord is not a land of outer darkness for his people. But with everything that you have experienced, still the burden of sin upon your back, that you need the rock. And now what it must have been for that wise man when with a spade that he has hit a solid rock. You can picture it, boys and girls, how he must have uncovered, make sure it was big, whether it was large. He must have uncovered the whole rock, the size of his house. He must have cleaned it. Oh, undoubtedly, he must have called his family. Oh, undoubtedly the tears have flowed, that after much and many efforts, many disappointments, many discouragements, maybe even that foolish builder has come and looked in the hole and he said, "Builder, why do you not look at my house? I already have the windows in. I soon hope to move in." What do you think? Was that wise man now jealous of that foolish builder? Oh, it is true. Can be times with those wise builders when they hear that nominal Christendom that there is a voice that says they have much more than you, because you with all your digging you still have nothing and no house to dwell in. But if you would ask them, are you now jealous? And then they would have to say no. Because what is missing, there is missing that love of that wise man. He needed not only a house, but he desired a house where the Lord may dwell. And that foolish builder was more concerned for a place to dwell in. But undoubtedly he has called his family. And then he has showed them that rock, so solid, so unmovable, a foundation for his house. And then that rock, boys and girls, who was that rock? Think you know. Who was called a rock in the scriptures? That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Have many texts already. Moses in a song in Deuteronomy 32 verse 15, the rock of their salvation. Oh, Psalm 61 verse 2. Oh, undoubtedly not strange to that wise builder. From the ends of the earth I cry unto thee. When my soul is overwhelmed, those builders, those diggers, they can be so overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, Psalm 118. The stone that the builders have rejected. And in Ephesians 2 verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. Thus the wise man, he has found a rock, a solid foundation, and then he has begun to build his house. Our second thought, the foolish man building upon the sand. And then we read, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, very close. But then there is one word added, and doeth them not. Does not listen to what is written in God's word. Not given to listen to the preachers. And doeth them not. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, as shall be likened unto a foolish man. That foolish man, he did have the example of the wise man. Oh, undoubtedly, because it is implied, they were built in the same place, maybe neighbors. Undoubtedly, that wise man has tried to speak to that foolish builder, but foolish builder, if the foundation is not good, and a great storm shall come, and the foolish builder, he did have an impression that there could and would come storms. A foolish builder, he was concerned about his house. It was what not someone that had no concern about his soul. It was not someone that did not think of eternity. He had an impression thereof. He needed a house. He needed a roof when the storms would come. And therefore the foolish builder, he has also built himself a house. But concerning that foolish man, we do not read that he dug deep, but we read which built his house upon the sand. He did not think it was necessary to spend that much effort and that much time and to dig so long to find a rock. He hoped that a house upon the sand would do. It is even possible to speak in our language that that foolish builder has even went to the rental to get a packer, and that he has moistened the sand and packed it to make that sand quite hard, that it even in a certain way, in a little way, resembled a rock. But nevertheless, it was still sand. Thus the foolish builder, a man that was indeed concerned, an impression that he needed a house. How is it with us, congregation? Two peoples. But then undoubtedly, do you have to say in this morning, then I cannot even place myself beside that foolish man, because if I am honest, I am all busy with the timely things. So long as I may come through the time comfortably, and then that foolish man, he was given to think of the future. Oh, that foolish man had an impression that there were storms that could come and that would come. Thus, that foolish man was not someone that did not come to church, that did not read his Bible, but he did not read his Bible so well. He heard it, but he did it not, and he hoped that his house would be sufficient. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Then maybe there are some souls that are thinking, but could you describe that foolish man a little further? Because I have experienced that I am so foolish in heavenly ways, and many times I am so afraid that with all my efforts, my begging, with my searching, with my digging, that it shall come out at the end that I am but a foolish builder. What did that wise man now have that foolish man did not have? That wise man had a love for the Lord. Oh, when he was digging, then we could hear him sing at times out of Psalm 116, verse 1, I love the Lord, the fount of life and grace. He hears my prayer and my supplications. Oh, that wise man, he was given to experience that godly sorrow over his sins. Then that wise man has learned in part those beatitudes at the beginning in the Sermon on the Mount, that blessed people, blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those that mourn, blessed are the meek, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Oh, that my wise man, that godly sorrow, that has worked out that repentance. Oh, that wise man that has experienced that he has become so humble under the goodness of the Lord, that the Lord has still given him time that he may be given to seek that one thing needful, that the Lord still gives him that time that he may dig Oh, that the great floods have not come and that have washed him away into eternal destruction. Ah, that foolish man. Oh, he was more concerned about the consequences of sin than the character of sin. Oh, the foolish man was more concerned about the benefits than the benefactor. Oh, the foolish man, he has become richer instead of poor. Oh, the foolish man, then he would be happy if he may go to heaven, but he was not so concerned about the God of heaven. Ah, the Lord has a people. Oh, it is true, it is not excluded. Oh, they are given to think of eternity much, of those two destinations. They have learned by the grace of God that the rightful place would be in hell. Ah, there can be times when the Lord convicts very deeply that when they are digging, that it is a wonder that the earth still bears them, that the earth does not open them up to swallow them up because of their sins. But it is a people that cannot miss the Lord. Oh, then we read in our text, which built this house upon the sand. Thus that foolish builder, he did not need that rock. He was not looking for that rock. And oh, it is true, it all must be given in the life of a child of God, that the need for that precious mediator, that it is experienced in their heart, and that that mediator may be revealed, and to that end, that they may be given to seek, and that they may be given to search. But that foolish builder, oh, what a solemn instruction, that foolish builder that was satisfied to build upon the sand, maybe upon the sand of his convictions, the sand of emotions and feelings. Oh, perhaps a foolish builder that is secretly trusting that in the former generations that the Lord has wrought so richly and so wonderfully, and the Lord has promised in his word to work from generation to generation. But young and old, those generations, they need to experience personally what it is to become a poor sinner. Oh, perhaps the foolish builder, that someone has laid his hands upon him and said, oh, with those convictions, then it must be right. And so he is given to travel on. Oh, it can be the foolish builder, that he has sat at the Lord's table, that he is given to trust therein. Oh, the foolish builder, that those convictions have disappeared, thus it must be well. But we read, it is emphasized in our text word, the great difference. The first, which built his house upon a rock, and the foolish, which built his house upon the sand. Those houses are not described. Maybe they were very similar, even possible, that that house of the foolish, that it even appeared to be a little more beautiful than the house of the wise builder, but the foundation, that foolish builder, if we had now went to that foolish builder and we says, foolish builder, I see you have built a house. May I ask you a few questions concerning that house? Maybe he would agree, or perhaps, maybe if that wise builder had asked the question, he would have become a little uncomfortable that he was said, but friend, neighbor, my house is very similar to yours. There's not so much difference. But let us ask that foolish builder for the beginning, how it has went. Foolish builder, How long have you dug? And the Lord is free. Let us not be scribes. How the Lord has to convert us. It's true. Shall all learn misery, deliverance, and gratitude. But the Lord is so free in the way, in the manner, in the depth. But foolish builder, how long has it now taken to dig the hole for the foundation? Then maybe that foolish builder would say, but do you not like my house? Yes, builder, but the most important for a house is the foundation. And what is your house now built upon? Then maybe he would say, but do you not like my house? A wise and a foolish builder. How is it with us, congregation? We are traveling to eternity. And already in this time, many storms shall come. Especially when we come closer to the end of the world. Read the book of Revelation. Great storms, but also death. And then the question, our house. Is it a house that is sufficient? That we hope to read in our, here in our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 384. The stanzas 1, 2, and 5. O Lord, my inmost heart and thought, thy searching eye doth see. Wherever I rest, wherever I go, my ways are known to thee. 384, 1, 2, and 5.
Thank you.
The parable of the wise and foolish builder. The wise man building upon a rock, the foolish man building upon the sand, and now thirdly, the testing of both houses by a great storm. And then we read concerning the house of the wise man, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And concerning the house of the foolish man, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. Thus, the same storm that has come, undoubtedly, both have looked out of their windows, saw the dark clouds approaching. They have seen that a great storm was coming. Then we do well to examine all our lives concerning our religion, whether there's only a religion that shall be sufficient when everything goes well, when everything goes smoothly, a religion for our life. But then we do well whether our religion, the service of the Lord, how we shall fare when great storms shall come, great storms of adversity, of bereavement. Think of Job, the storms of temptation when Joseph was in the house of Potiphar, the great storms of persecution. When we read the book of Revelation, it shall become more difficult for us and our children when God's word has authority, when we are not only hearers of the word, but also doers. There shall come great storms upon us. Then we shall mention the storm of divine vengeance when the Lord in his anger comes to punish for sin. Then we mention the storm of death. Then it cannot be different, because we have heard also that foolish builder, he was not a reckless man. He still had an impression of the one thing needful, that he was traveling to eternity, that he needed a house. Then undoubtedly, then both the wise builder and the foolish builder, when they have seen this dark clouds approaching, when it began to rain, when the winds began to blow and beat upon both of their houses, sometime it is called a cloudburst. In British Columbia, they have called it an atmospheric river. But when great floods have come, when they came down the valley, when they looked outside of the window, then it cannot be different, that they have thought of their house, that they have also thought of the foundation that their house was built upon. Then undoubtedly for that foolish builder, then he has thought, perhaps he was thinking about that wise builder, that it was imprinted upon his mind, that it came back, that he has seen that wise builder for so long, undoubtedly sometime ready to give up, but then it has come back, that he was given to think of that wise builder. Oh, undoubtedly, perhaps that wise builder has called that foolish builder and says, friend, come now and look what I have found. Oh, it is true, it has taken much effort, but now I have come upon a rock that naught can shake, that is so unbearable, And to that end, now I may begin to build upon that rock my house. His thoughts have multiplied also for the wise builder, that when the wind has beat upon his house, when the floods have come, that he has thought of all his digging, that it has come back to him. Oh, that in his mind that he was given to picture that rock, because we must remember, after that wise man, after he has found that rock and built his house, then it was covered with dirt, thus that rock was hidden. Thus then it was to be an act of faith, that he was to be given to believe in that unmovable rock, which he has found, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And what else? Then it was necessary in the building industry, then engineers have spent much effort concerning fasteners. Our boys and girls can understand it. When we build a house and we have no nails or glue, just imagine a builder when he is shingling, and he would just lay his shingles on that house without fastening them to his house. On a quiet day it would do. But if we would receive a windy day, then our boys and girls can understand that the shingles would be laying all over. Thus that wise man has also undoubtedly meditated and thought not only upon that rock, but how his house was fastened to that rock. And that is a beautiful emblem of faith. We have heard it out of Lord's Day number 23, that the church may receive the benefits of Christ and Christ himself by that hand of faith, by the exercise thereof. Thus for both of those builders, then their thoughts have multiplied. And then we read concerning the house of that wise man, both in both instances of the wise and foolish man, we have the same words in English, although the word beat, that is a different word in the Greek, and there are some that believe that the first beat, that first word beat, when it refers to the house of the wise man, that it is even a stronger word than concerning the foolish man. In English, the same word. And now concerning the wise man, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Jesus Christ and him crucified. That is a foundation, that is a rock for the time, that is a rock for eternity. Oh, the floods have come, maybe even with those floods, they have even washed away much sand, so much sand, that part of that rock even became visible. But that rock could not stand. Ah, oh, that is the foundation of the church of God. But now concerning the foolish man, and it fell. And then it is not mentioned the reason. With the wise man, it fell not. And then it is repeated what was written in the former verse, verse 24. For it was founded upon a rock. Thus there is not really anything ascribed to that wise man. His building, his wisdom, his house. But it was all ascribed to the rock, of course. It was the wisdom that was given to that wise man that he has dug so deep, till he has found and built upon that rock. But now concerning the foolish man, what a fears must have entered the heart of that foolish man, maybe a wife, children, that as boys and girls have asked, Father, do you think that our house shall stay standing, or? And then that father, what must he answer? He could not see boys and girls. Do you remember? Oh, maybe you wondered why I have wept so much and shed so many tears, maybe when you were little children, that you thought many times, why is father so sad? That was the reason, boys and girls, because I did not have that rock, and I had an impression that I needed that rock. I needed the Lord Jesus Christ to save me from all my sins. Oh, that wise man, then he could tell his family. Oh, he could speak of that foundation that is so unmovable. Ah, that rock that no storm and no flood and no wind that could carry that rock away. A beautiful type of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that foolish man, that he said, children, wife, I hope so. But even with those words, that he had many fears. It is true we live in a day that it is so far gone in earlier days than many of those foolish builders. When death has come, seemed their conscience was awakened. But now the world is so asleep that so many with a false hope, they come in eternal destruction. And then we read, oh, that house start to creak, shake, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. A wise and a foolish builder. When we are reckless and careless and worldly, then we have to say that we cannot even place ourselves beside that foolish builder. Then if we are not converted, how great, how terrible shall be the fall of our house be when we have openly rebelled, refused to listen to the gentle and kind admonitions that may still come to you. A wise and a foolish builder. What are we busy with? It is true. We are to be diligent. We are to work hard. Many cares. Mothers, fathers, but one thing needful. Martha. That dear Martha even needed that gentle admonition. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And to that end, may we be given to examine ourselves. Oh, that from a foolish builder, because that we are by nature, then we are trusting, yeah, what are we trusting in, but not the rock. Because we need not the rock. Because we have not a deep impression of our lost state, our condition, and the exceeding bitterness of sin. Ah, the Lord as a people, an encouragement. Ah, for those diggers. Ah, keep them digging. And there shall come a time, because those seekers shall become finders. And now for that wise man, for his comfort and for his profit, the more he may learn of the durability and the lastingness and the firmness of that rock, the more comfort he may have in his house, thus to grow in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read in 2 Peter 3, verse 18. And those foolish builders, that they may be given to ask, Ach, Lord, wilt thou grant that I may become a true digger, that I may become a true seeker, that it goes not about heaven, but that it goes in the first place about thee. And then it shall be well for time and for eternity. And to that end, may we be given to seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of two builders, and then we do well in this morning hour that each boy and girl, each man and woman, may be given to closely examine their hearts, to which one we belong to. Two ways, two trees, and two houses. Lord, may be a soul in this morning that does not know it anymore, where with all their digging and searching, it seems to become more and more impossible, more unworthy, more sin. Ah, Lord, that they know it no more, but ah, Lord, may they continue, thou as a people, that has given it up, but each time by renewal, they may commence by renewal, because they can miss everything, but that they cannot miss thee. Ah, may there be no resting, till we may come, and that we may be built upon that rock. Lord, do convert the unconverted. There is one thing needful, except a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Well, thou graciously watch over us on this Sabbath day. Grant traveling mercies, bring us under the means of grace in this afternoon hour. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 135, the five stanzas. Hear this, all ye people, hear. Earth's inhabitants, give ear. All of high and low degree, rich and poor, give heed to me. And what follows, 135, the five stanzas, and the banner of truth is at the exit. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.